7:51 is our time. 22 degrees here on this Wednesday, December the 5th, 2018. It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Today we are joined by Julia Raby, who is the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, and Heather Johnson from SS Drug and Home Health in downtown Beloit. As it's here, it's the holiday season. Christmas is only 20 days away.
That's crazy.
I'm sure
crazy.
Both of you have all your Christmas shopping done.
And wrapped and under the tree.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Totally done. Yeah, 100%.
You guys don't look stressed at all as I look over at you. So we'll start with Julia. We've talked with you a few weeks about this, but you guys have a theme throughout the month of December. Many businesses participating. And you guys have put this together. Explain what you've been doing.
Absolutely. We have our Jingle All the Way posters. You've seen them around Beloit. And we are just really happy with how Jingle in Your Pocket has been going. We had our first drawing on Monday. We were able to award 10 people with $50 in chamber checks. And so we were excited to be able to do that. We have another drawing this Monday where we're going to have 5 $100 winners. And so how to enter that drawing is just keep shopping. Keep shopping local and look local first when you're looking at your Christmas list. And we're also excited about our Jingle in Your Window. We have some great participation from area businesses that have put time and effort in their windows. You've got to get those ballots at the banks, or you can find them on our website. And then take your family down to Isle of Lights at night and then kind of cruise around town and check some of those windows out and give us your vote for who's your favorite.
You know, I catch static from the former king of Downs, Don Hyland, because you've got it so good. All you got to do is give stuff away. I'm like, dude, it's fun. Yes. People give you stuff to give away. It's fun. It's fun to contact people and go, hey, you won. They're usually pretty exciting, and you kind of get bummed when somebody's like, oh, great. It's like, really? I could give that to somebody else. Yeah. It's fun. You contacted the people that won.
I did. I called people on Monday, and I just was cracking up because I had some just different people. I didn't know most of them, but I would call a gentleman, and he would say, is this a scam? And I said, well, I'm not asking for your credit card information or your social security card, so I'm pretty sure you're safe. I was like, all you have to do is pick up the check. He's like, okay, awesome. And then another gentleman was like, I never win anything. And he was so excited. So it is awesome. I've never been able to do that before, so I loved being able to gift that money out. So
the best one is when somebody signs up for somebody else, like for the husband or the wife.
Yes.
And they don't even know that they're like, I didn't even sign up for that. Where did I sign up for that? Like, no, actually, you won. Or when somebody signs up, they're like, and they mutter and they grumble, I never win anything. I'm like, well, with that attitude, you probably won't. You know, it's kind of funny, but it is fun when people are trying to win things. Okay. So what's going on this? You've got something going on Saturday.
Absolutely. We have Jingle Around Town, and what we are excited about is this is a family-focused day. It's kicked off at NCK Tech early in the morning, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And what's happening out there is our IT students, our technical students, travel nationwide to compete in competitions. And as you know, we have a wonderful college. We're so happy to have that here in Beloit and have that opportunity. So these kids are putting on a Jingle Bell Run and a pancake feed. And so the cost for that is $10 for adults, $5 for 12 and under, and then 3 and under are free. And the exciting part about that is our money is going to give back to these kids so that they can take these trips and compete nationally. And I just hope that you all were able to enjoy the trunk or treat that they did for Halloween. Mm-hmm. They've really been involved in our community and giving back. And so this is an opportunity for us to give back a little bit to the kids and also to enjoy a great family day. All you can eat pancakes. You don't have to run, because for me, fun and run should not go in the same.
I agree with you.
So
eating
I'll be cheering you.
Pancake sounds like more fun
absolutely.
To me.
Absolutely. Yeah. A fun pancake eat and then a horror. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so some people do have fun with that. And the kids can walk, run. There's going to be on campus, so it's safe. You can run around a couple laps, and you'll get jingle bells, bracelets, and necklaces for participating. And we're just super excited for the college to kick us off. And then we're throwing it downtown to SNS.
All right. And that's where Heather comes in.
Yeah, SNS is having Santa Claus come from 10:30 to noon.
You know everyone. It's amazing the connections you have. For
no, that's Santa, not true. Yeah. I mean, we're tight. And so, I mean, you know, it
your husband threatened a lawsuit against Santa, and that's why he came. No,
and he's arriving by fire truck, so, you know, even more. So, SNS Drug has had Santa for the last 4 or 5 years. And, again, trying to have the focus of family and bringing people downtown to SNS. And, you know, that's one thing that I remember growing up in Beloit the most about Christmas time is, you know, we would all, as little kids, we would gather. And at that time, it happened at the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And so Santa Claus would arrive and buy fire truck. And, he'd come down to the courthouse and we would get candy canes and stuff like that. So something that I wanted to do, as far as keeping Santa in downtown Beloit and arriving by fire truck. And so he comes and you know, we're going to have cookies and we're going to have punch and we have little activities and little crafts and do some giveaways and stuff like that. And so something that hopefully continues the memories of, Santa Claus and downtown Beloit.
Yeah, my 5-year-old was already asking. He's like, I'm going to stay awake every night. I'm like, why? Because you never know when Santa's going
to
come.
That's exactly right. I mean, you have to be prepared all the time. I mean, you really do.
Santa's so clever, though. He knows when you're finally asleep, and he does his thing, you know? It is good to do that, and especially the kid-oriented part of it. Because, you know, with Millapalooza, which I thought was a fantastic event that we had earlier this year, the aspect of bringing in the kids so families are down there as well, it's a family situation. And in small-town communities, it should be like that.
Well, and that's what, you know, Julie and I were just talking about in the lobby here before we came on, is that, I think that's one thing that, you know, Julia and her office has brought to Beloit mm-hmm. and has done a fantastic job in her job that she's doing is that, you know, she's a perfect person for the job as far as the creativity and the leadership and the family orientation and just doing a lot of new things for Beloit mm-hmm. that have been a focus of not only the businesses of what Beloit has to offer, but just the community and the individuals involved about people who are passionate about what mm-hmm. Beloit has to offer not only those who live in our community but those on the outside communities and my hats are off to her and her team and her board because they've done some really amazing things in the short time that they have been in this office.
You know, the more energy and the more passion that somebody displays and comes into you, you tend to be a little bit more like it creates
Absolutely.
A little energy in you as
exactly
well, right?
That's exactly right. And what's hard about it, and not a lot of people understand, is that there's a lot of different personalities and a lot of different businesses that go along
in every town.
In every town, that's mm-hmm. exactly right. And we have a unique, makeup of what makes up, the chamber area of Beloit. Mm-hmm. And, we have a downtown component, we have a highway component, we have, an industry component. And so I think what Jingle All the Way has done a fantastic job and Millapalooza is that, we're really focusing on a lot of different types of mm-hmm. what Beloit has to offer and also different talents. She's going to talk a little bit about, the restaurant component of it and how they're contributing here to and as they always do, but especially with, different events that they're going on.
Heather Johnson, SNS Drug and Home Health, with us here today on Community Matters. Also, Julie Arabia, Director of Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. I've said this many times before, we work with the Down Chamber of Commerce as well, and I think they and you guys do a fantastic job, and I'm sure other area chamber of commerces do as well, but you see it in some towns. I've seen it. I think you've all seen it, where some people have gotten to the point where they just give up. Mm-hmm. It's
That's
just
right.
kind of like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to jump on this idea. I got this great idea, but nobody's going to do it, and it's kind of lethargic. And then their communities actually get it. We have to be proactive in order to keep mm-hmm. people coming to town and have some unique things and not do the same thing all the time. Something different, mix it up, change it, adjust it. And that's something that they've done a great job of doing, and I think you guys are doing as well.
Absolutely. And we are so thankful for a healthy region.
Yeah.
I think that's something we really have to focus on is it's not just about Beloit. Mm-hmm. It's about North Central Kansas. It's about bringing people here and supporting our neighbors. I think that's a huge focus that we're going to take in 2019, that we're trying to build up Beloit, but then we're going to look regionally because because we have so much to offer. The people here are amazing. The opportunities, the hunting, the lakes, mm-hmm. the camping. And so we're excited with who tourism is and with economic development. The right people in the right places. I feel like this next year is going to be an awesome year. But before that, mm-hmm. we are excited about
closing strong in 18.
Exactly, right. Closing strong. And I just want to give parents a heads up. Plum Creek, Kettle, Sonic, Bubba Q's, Subway, Pizza Hut, and Banner are all offering kids deals on our Jingle Around Town Day. So if you'll look on Facebook or our website, you'll be able to find all the details of what is free and what is half price. And we also have a free movie to wrap up our kids' day on December 8th at 1:30. They're going to play Jingle All the Way. Kind of goes with the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You guys catching on. And so
There is a trend to this.
It is. And it's exciting. And then we're on December 13th. This is our next event day. Our final event is Jingle, Mingle, and Shop. And we're very excited about the participating businesses pulling out all the stops to make this a really fun Christmas party townwide where we are offering just treats and specials and giveaways and prizes. And you'll be able to get a bingo card at any of the stops. And then as you travel around town, they'll stamp your bingo card, and you can enter that in for drawing for prizes the next day.
So let's go back over this in case people are just tuning in. So December 8th, Jingle Around Town. And there are some businesses that are doing even specific things inside their own business and going even a step further, right?
Absolutely.
Because I know Giving Grace Floor and Decor, a sponsor of Good News of the Day, of having a coloring contest there as well.
Yes.
So that's pretty
they
cool.
They are. And Wheatfield Floral's doing ornament decorating okay. contest too. And so, yes, we have some great businesses offering other kids' activities. Ace Hardware just jumped in this week. They're going to be doing their train rides every 20 minutes, starting at 11 o'clock until noon. So you can hit Give and Grace, Ace Hardware, and Wheatfield Floral while you're downtown at SNS seeing Santa.
That's great. You got so many people involved. That's fantastic. So let's go back over this here one more quick time. December 8th, come up Saturday. It begins when? And just run through things real quick one more time.
It begins at 8 a.m. at NCK Tech. We go downtown at 10:30 to SNS Home Health, and Giving Grace, Wheatfield Floral, and Ace Hardware will be having kids' activities. And then we'll wrap it up at 1:30 at Solomon Valley Cinema with the free movie.
Okay, and then Jingle Mingle Shop will be December 13th.
Absolutely. December 13th from 3 to 7. And that is participating businesses will be listed on our website and also on Facebook. And that is all around town. We have a lot of downtown businesses, but we also have highway businesses and everywhere in between. So check that out.
And the Jingle in Your Pocket continuing this week. We could have five winners that would each win $100
yes.
in chamber checks this week, courtesy of SNS Drug, Home Health, and the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. And once again, how can people win that?
They can shop at participating businesses. They'll have your tickets at your checkout, and then they'll have a box with a Jingle in Your Pocket flyer on it. So if you see a Jingle in Your Pocket flyer and you don't get a ticket, just ask them for your ticket, and you can get entered. It's Ray's Apple Market is one of our big contributors. Next Tech, SNS is doing it. A lot of downtown businesses. Guarantee Bank is doing it for deposits. So each business is able to kind of adjust the drawing to what their needs are. And so you can get those all around town.
And when people ask, what's a chamber check?
Yes, a chamber check is like a gift certificate to Beloit. So we have over 100.
Good as cash.
Good as cash. Mm-hmm. Over 100 accepting merchants. And mm-hmm. so when you get your check, you'll get a paper that tells you all the places. You can even use it to pay bills. You can pay.
Oh, really? I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can pay the City of Beloit.
I'll be darned.
Casey's is a member, so you can mm-hmm. pay for gas. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there's a lot of different options. You can get your insurance paid for,
mm-hmm.
A chiropractor. So there's
awesome.
A lot of great uses for the chamber checks. And so we're really excited to get that money back in the community.
And Santa Claus again, downtown.
Santa Claus downtown, 10:30 to noon at SNS. It's going to be on the east side.
Okay.
And so we put Santa Claus up in the east window, and we take lots of pictures. And it's always a good time.
And it's going to be fun. Appreciate you guys coming in today to talk about what's taking place in Beloit. And the events, Jingle Around Town Saturday, this Saturday, and Jingle Mingle Shop Thursday, December the 13th. And to learn more online, they can check stuff out, right?
Facebook and BeloitChamber.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, ladies, for coming in.
8:05
is our time. 22 degrees on a Wednesday, December the 5th. And Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.